350 million years ago, Mother Nature began creating something magical. Nestled in the Yorkshire Dales, it then lay silent, beautiful and undiscovered for a very, very long time. Until one day, in 1860, it was found by miners. Stump Cross Caverns, between Pateley Bridge and Grassington, is open to the public and is an outstanding area of natural beauty. I went to Stump Cross Caverns to meet Richard, the owner of the cave, for a trip underground. Right, I can tell that we've entered a cave because the temperature has suddenly dropped.
To 7 degrees, which is constant throughout the year.
What, it's 7 degrees in here?
We're at the top of the steps right now, so it's probably about 14. But caves constantly stay the same temperature throughout the world. This particular one's 7 degrees. And okay. It depends on the depth of the earth or the ambient temperature. But it's always constant throughout the year. So if it's minus 10 in Harrogate, it's 7 degrees at Stump Cross.
Oh, nice and cosy. Do I need to put a hat on then?
You need to put a hat on because if you don't wear a hat, you'll find your head and
hurt it. Select a hat.
Is that
looking
fit?
Good?
That's good.
I think, yeah, we're on.
Come on, dear.
Right, going down the cave.
So you're dropping 50 feet underground.
Oh.
I'm going to walk for about half a mile.
Okay. Look at it. It's amazing. So I came here on a school trip when I think I was about 8 or 9. And you say you get a lot of visitors who say they came when they were about that age?
Yeah, we get to about 150, 200 schools a year. So a lot of people come back remembering it from when they were at school age. Then they bring their children, and obviously the grandparents bring their children and the children's children.
And the cave will be here for a good few generations yet. What is it made out of? What sort of...
It's a limestone cave. All the show caves in the UK are limestone-based. I mean, this is about a million years old.
Is it?
We've measured the drip counters around here, or the drip counters have measured the growth, and it's growing at 0.1 millimetres a year.
Now, hold on a second, Richard, because I think I've seen something that I'm meant to be looking for.
What have you found?
Well, I found a very, very small door on the side of the cave. I'd say 4 inches tall, 5 inches tall. So I think this must be part of the Stump Cross Fairy Door Hunt.
Which you're trying to do.
Which I'm trying to do. Tell us quickly what the fairy hunt is.
We have a fairy palace in the cave, which we've created from the fairy palace that the cave has found. And those naughty fairies have hidden 10 doors in the cave, and it's a cave quiz.
What year was Stump Cross Caverns found?
And door number one says...
It says 1860.
Well done.
So it was found in 1860.
And there are 9 other doors with the answers on for the questions that you're looking for.
Okay.
So a lot of public come and enjoy that, with the children particularly, although a few adults also come and do the fairy door hunt, surprisingly.
Yeah, oh, I love a good treasure trail.
Absolutely. And then you get the a prize of gemstones or shark's teeth at the end, potentially. So
okay.
It's quite good for the enhancement of the trail, really.
Indeed.
It educates at the same time. The cave we have here is very different to many other show caves in Britain and Ireland because it's up close and personal. You're very close to the formations, and it's nice and easy, and it's self-guided, so you can stop, take your time, chill. It's peaceful and it's not difficult to see, whereas some caves where the guided, albeit beautiful, are more cavernous and you can't see the formations. We are quite close to them.
You can touch all the cave and everything, can't you? I suppose that's the difference as well.
Yes, exactly.
You're walking, I mean, you can't see our radio right now, but we are crouched down with our hard hats on, so it's very interactive. Oh, are you okay?
I'm fine. That's why we wear the hard hats.
Yeah.
So this is Wolverine Cave, and this is where the wolverines, 9 adult wolverines, were found when they were digging it out. Biggest member of the weasel family, vicious thing. Lived around here 80,000 years ago in Harrogate and Craven, of course. Not extinct, northern Russia, northern Canada, Sweden, an Arctic creature. But inhabited this area and this cave.
So this would have once been a wolverine den?
Yes. Hard to imagine that animals like that, including reindeers, bison, and wolves, were here. and next to everyone's house 10,000, 80,000 years ago.
We were discussing earlier how it's an unusual thing to own a cave. What made you want to... How did you suddenly think, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a cave and run a cavern.
It came on the market 13 years ago. So we decided to sell up where we were and invest in this. They come on the market not very often, don't caves?
I would imagine.
The last one was 1974, then this one was this one.
Did it just pop up on Rightmove?
It was actually in an article in the press where it was alternative lifestyles, which was vineyards in France or trout farms in Scotland, and this popped up and I knew where it was from my old time. My wife said, go and have a look, thinking I was joking. So we ended up buying it.
Have we reached the Fairy Palace?
We've reached the Fairy Palace, and there is a Fairy Palace legend. They genuinely thought, in the 1950s, that there's like a wall full of shimmering rock. They thought it was fairies, so they called it the Fairy Palace Cave. This is the oldest formation we have. It's in the Chamber of Pillars. It's the biggest and fattest one, and it's about 230,000 years old. And still growing, of course.
They're formed just because the water is literally dripping day after day after day after
day. Yeah, stalactites and stalagmites. They hold on tight to the ceiling, stalactites, stalagmites on the floor, and eventually sometimes they meet and call columns or pillars.
Now, whilst it may be the caves that get you to come to Stumpcross Caverns, there's no shortage of other stuff to get involved with, including an incredible piece of art from surrealist painter Neil Simone, an outdoor labyrinth and mosaic by John Corkhill, and a sculpture hidden in the cave as a nod to a record holder.
This is a sculpture from Joe Hayton, who's at Pateley Bridge, a well-known sculptor, and it's at the head of Jeff Workman, who's the world record, or was the world record holder, spending 105 days below in isolation in the cave. And it's a sculpture that's in the cave, but you have to come and find it.
It's just sort of now part of the cave, isn't it? Built in on the side.
Yeah, it's a bust of his head, but embedded in the rock, which is fantastic. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah. So for a hands-on cave formation experience complete with cave treasure hunts and fairy palace, an outdoor labyrinth and picnic area, and of course a cafe with homemade cakes and loads of different meals to choose from, and a gift shop of course, Stumpcross Caverns is completely cycle friendly and a great option for a day out this summer.